with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
A simple question.
What's that?
What's good this weekend? I feel like with all the craziness in the Carolinas, with Flo and all the craziness in the world, let's hear some good stories at 704-570-9595. What's good this weekend? You celebrating a birthday? You celebrating an anniversary? Like, why are you looking forward to this weekend?
I'm looking forward to this weekend because it's Sterling's birthday.
Bang! Oh, there you go.
Yep. It's Sterling's birthday, and
and how old is old Sterling?
He is turning 26.
Mm-hmm.
And typically, I'm really good at birthdays for him, and this year's tough.
Why?
This year's tough. He's been working a lot and not giving me a lot of hints, and I haven't been able to pick up things that he needs. I haven't been able to figure that out. So,
he's probably drawn you a roadmap, and you just
typically I'm good. Typically, I'm good at that. But this year, I'm not. You know, like, so I wanted to have a bunch of people over at the apartment and rent out the clubhouse.
Right.
Well, he didn't want that.
How come?
He's afraid no one will show up.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
What a martyr.
I know. I'm like, what do you mean? Because then we'll have the whole clubhouse. It'll just be me, you, and, like, two other people. I'm like, I still think that's a good time.
He doesn't think anyone's going to show up.
Yeah, he doesn't think anyone's going to show up. And so he wanted, now he wants to go to a bar. And so that if no one shows up, it's still not as strange.
Sorry. Well, okay, here it is Friday. It's 6:40 in the morning. His birthday shindig, I guess, is tomorrow. Is there any sort of an invite out to anyone? Because now I am concerned about the...
Yeah, no, there's invites out.
Okay, good. Do people know where to go?
Yeah, I hope. I can't do it all because it's a majority of his friends are people that I don't have connection, like communication with.
So I'm ball's relying. In his court.
No, well, his court, and I'm relying on some other people. It's not like a secret. Yeah, okay. He's inviting people.
Okay. All right.
You know.
What's good this weekend? 704-570-9595. What are you looking forward to? Did you, by the way, Roy, before we jump on the phones, did you get what you wanted to get for him?
Still working on it. I have a couple calls today.
Oh.
That might take more than 12 hours to make, no?
Well, I don't need it till tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Just make it short.
Oh, I know what we're talking about.
Yes.
I think a day is fine. Now you got me nervous.
Well, it's a food item, but it's a big food item. So that's all I was concerned about.
Right. This is Keisha in Kings Mountain. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hello, Keisha. What's good this weekend? We need some good news in our lives.
I'm celebrating my twin boys' first birthday.
Yay! What are you guys doing?
Just gonna have a party. I'm gonna do pictures, like just the pictures from birth up to one, and spend it with family.
Awesome.
You have some sort of a theme?
Yeah, Mickey Mouse in the past.
Yeah, you're on there.
Hot dog,
hot diggity dog.
Mm-hmm. Song will be stuck in your head all week.
Yep. What are your boys' names?
Cohen and Carson.
Ooh, those are good names.
Cohen, thank Carson. You. Happy birthday, Keisha. Have a great Saturday. I think the weather's supposed to be fantastic.
Thank you.
And it's just an idea, but is it okay if Roy slides Sterling into that birthday party, too?
Right.
This way it makes it a one-stop shop
just
for everyone.
Just in case no one shows up to his birthday party.
Is he okay with Mickey Mouse theme, Sterling? Thanks, Keisha. Give the boys a big hug for us. That's awesome.
All right, this is Allie and Raquel. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi.
Hello.
What's good this weekend, Allie?
We have converted a Sprinter van, so we are going to the Asheville Van Rally this weekend.
Whoa, I don't know what that is, but it sounds really cool.
Oh, a Sprinter van. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like the...
It was a plumbing van, and we converted it to an RV because we were backpackers. We had a son. So now baby can come with us.
That's cool.
That is so cool. And for people that don't know what the Sprinter is, picture like a European ambulance. Kind of like that, like a big van.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
accurate.
Or a Brothers Heating and Air van.
Or Brothers Heating and Air, okay. There you go. Yeah. But you have a picture because you have to have a painting, a mural on the outside of the van, don't you? Like a coyote howling at the moon or...
We've thought about putting something on the side to be a little stealthy, but actually it was pink and we spray painted it with Raptor bed liner. So it's like a textured Jeep blue color.
Mm. Okay.
Like the bed of a truck?
Yeah.
Like that texture?
Like matte.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then hard as rock.
Sounds fancy.
That's interesting.
All right.
Insulated well.
Thanks, Allie.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Sterling's been watching all these minimalist videos, which... are honestly, they're just people that live in a house that doesn't have like things. Like they try to simplify their life, mm-hmm. which it seems strange to me. But there's one minimalist that lives out of his van. And like he does that on purpose. Like mm-hmm. he wants to do that.
Like Uncle Rico in Napoleon Dynamite. Didn't he live out of his, yeah. out of his van?
Isn't that like what like half of Asheville is like?
Living out of their vans?
Yeah, but voluntarily.
And get this move. He goes to Planet Fitness to shower every day. That's like how he lives his life. I'm like, hey, man. Bro, you got a system. Okay.
I just did a video for Planet Fitness. It was 25 cents down. Got you a membership. Yeah, that's doable.
Shower.
All right, you hang on. Aaliyah, Chelsea, Madison, we got to take your phone calls before we get into a War of the Roses for you guys. What's good this weekend? Hang out. We'll come back in 4 minutes. Make sure you join AJ this Saturday from 1 to 3 at the 5th Annual Festival of Lebanon at St. Matt's Church in Valentine. You can taste Lebanese food, sweets, entertainment. Plus, there's a souvenir shop and a raffle drawing. AJ will be out there tomorrow from 1 to 3. Bring out the entire family to St. Matthew's Church for the Lebanon Fest.
Wine, women, and shoes. Benefiting the Second Harvest Food Bank at Metrolina on Friday, September 28th at the Westin. Register right now at kiss951.com to win tickets.
Let's say good morning to Madison. She's a Grover.
Hi.
Hi, Madison. So what's good this weekend? We need some good news in our lives.
So I just bought a house.
Good for you.
I am having friends come over, and we are going to throw a party.
That's so exciting.
Good for you. I love
that. Yes, super exciting. My first home, so it's very exciting.
You need to do a stock the bar party.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
The Ren will, she's good at planning parties.
Let me coordinate your life.
Yeah.
Oh, please do. I need you to do that. Please.
I love Madison bought a house, and she's going to celebrate owning it by trashing it with a party.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. I was also thinking about, like, you know, the white trash parties.
Mmm. Yes.
Yes.
What's that?
Yes.
It's where you kind of dress up and, you know, you look like maybe you're on an episode of Cops.
Okay. A lot of Tweety Bird shirts.
A lot of Tweety Bird shirts, a lot of tank tops.
All right.
Madison, make sure you invite your neighbors, too. That's another. You got to invite all your new neighbors.
For sure. All right. Definitely make friends with the new neighbors.
Well, congratulations and have a great weekend, okay?
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Yeah, I never, by the way, got on with my neighbors. I still have not really become friends with them.
In your apartment?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the one girl we heard from moved after she said you were too loud.
Yeah. Kyle and Charlotte, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, bud. What's good this weekend?
I'm actually on my way to Cotswold Elementary to kind of fill in as a, I guess, a dad role for a daddy donut breakfast for a little guy that don't have a dad.
Aww.
So it's a pretty cool little opportunity.
That's so sweet.
That is. How are you picked?
Well, I work in public safety, and uh-huh. The mom reached out to us. And in our job, we always give back, but this is kind of a whole different view of giving back.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He says it's a blessing that we show up, but it's actually a blessing for us that we get to experience this side of it.
That's so good
I
for
guess
you.
The big point I want to make to all the little kids out there, you know, your circumstances or your lifestyle don't define who you are. So it's a cool opportunity for us today.
Amen. Well, that's awesome, Kyle. Thank you so much for doing that. All right. Love you, too. There you go. Man, everybody's up to something. I like that segment.
Me, too.
It makes us feel good going into the weekend. And we're going to make you feel better, too, in just about an hour from now, the legendary Friday free-for-all.